The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he could pay back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him, and he said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother in his heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Oh, I get flashbacks with this gospel because it reminds me of being in English class. Peter's question reminds me of sitting there in English class. Any English teachers here? Ah, oh, you horrible people, nasty people. Now, do you give out essays in class? You remember writing essays in English? Oh, we used to have to do 5-page essays. And the questions would always come from the students. Well, is 4.5, does that count as 5? How about 4 2/3? 4 1/4? That was always the big question. But then it went deeper. All right, it's a 5-page paper. Can I get away with making those margins 2 inches? Nah, that's too big. Maybe 1.5 inches. What kind of font are we going to use? Let's go 18. What's the bare minimum that I can do and make this thing a 5-page paper? Get it to squeeze through. Well, our teacher got wise. She stopped giving out 5-page essays. Instead, she gave out 1,000-word essays, which comes out to 5 pages. But then we're counting all the word, a, an, the, anytime we can get multiples of those in there. And then started using all these different phrases to pad the essay. Such that, so that, therefore, as we said, QED, parentheses, quoderat demonstrare, which is Latin for that which is to be demonstrated, close parentheses. You know, you do that often enough in an essay, It only has to be 700 words. Underlying it all, what's the bare minimum that we need to do to get this essay to qualify? What's the bare minimum? And that's kind of Peter's question. Lord, how many times do I have to forgive? 7 times? It's a big number. 7 times and I'm through. Ah, nay, Peter. Not 7 times. 77 times. Whew. All right, do you think Peter was counting each and every time when he got to 77 with his brother? Stopped it? Is that what the Lord is saying? Everybody has 77 chances? No. But sitting in English class, and Peter's question, really the same. What is the bare minimum? Peter is asking, what is the bare minimum that I need to do in order to qualify as your disciple? What's the least amount that is required of me? I think we ask that question often. It's a trap question because Jesus doesn't think in those terms. Discipleship is not about a bare minimum. Discipleship is a way of being, a way of existing, a way of orienting oneself to our brothers and sisters, of orienting ourselves to God. There is no bare minimum of discipleship. Jesus doesn't think in those terms. The terms that he thinks of is maximum. Maximum effort as a disciple in all situations, in every encounter. Maximum effort living out our discipleship. Maximum effort at all times. Maximum mercy. Maximum forgiveness. Maximum compassion. Maximum love.